Chapter 62, Shinri 11. Getting Marin a shardblade was, of course, an impossibility. As far as Shinri had been able to determine, there were only 3 shardbearers left in the palace, and they would all be master swordsmen. No, she had enough trouble coming up with a way to steal and conceal 2 regular swords, let alone worrying about a shardblade. How to get a pair of swords? The Alice section of the palace had been thoroughly looted. She searched through several of the rooms, hoping that a departed or slain nobleman might have left a spare sword behind. But if such weapons had existed, then the Vaden conquerors had already found them. She considered simply demanding a pair of swords and hoping that her title and heir would be enough to keep questions to a minimum. That, however, did not seem like a very good gamble, especially considering the way Avon's nobleman guards treated her. Most likely she would not only end up without weapons, but raise a great deal of suspicion in the process. Even if she did find the swords, keeping them hidden would be a task unto itself. She wouldn't be able to bring the weapons back to her rooms, lest one of her ladies see her or stumble upon the hiding place. She could hide them in a hallway somewhere, but what if she were seen carrying them? And, even more pointedly, how was she going to sneak them past the prison guard? The man was greedy, true, but she doubted any bribe would be enough to turn his eyes from a pair of weapons, obviously intended to arm his own prisoners. It was at that moment that Shinri realized something very important. Perhaps her problems weren't several, but singular. Or rather, what if the 2 problems were simply solutions to one another? So it was that she found herself approaching the prison hallway with a pouch of coins and a large jug of wine. A visit to Avon's physician had not only let her pretend to be playing along with the plan, but also let her complain of sleepless nights, a claim her ladies had been able to substantiate. The resulting herbs, intended to help her sleep, had instead gone into the wine. The only trick would be getting the slovenly guard to drink while still on duty. Shinri doubted, however, that he would be able to resist the wine for long, especially since she intended to arrive near the beginning of his shift. The guard carried a full long sword and a typical nobleman's knife, a weapon with a blade as long as a man's forearm, intended to be rammed through the slits of armored helms or chinks in shardplate. The weapons weren't the 2 swords she had hoped for, but they were by far the most accessible, especially since she already needed to deal with the guard anyway. Either way, she was feeling rather proud of herself when she entered the hallway to find the prison completely unguarded. Shinri paused abruptly, the heavy jug thumping back against her leg. The guard's chair and table sat empty. She stepped forward, peeking into the prison hallways themselves. He wasn't in either one. Apprehensive, Shinri set down her jug, then approached Renarin's cell.
"Renarin?"
she whispered.
"Oh, good,"
his familiar voice returned.
"You're here."
"The guard's gone," Shinri said with confusion.
"I know," Renarin said. "He came with some others and took Marin."
"Took Marin?"
Shinri asked.
"Where?"
"I don't know," Renarin replied.
There was something odd about his voice, something Shinri couldn't quite place. Then she realized what it was. He didn't sound distracted or withdrawn at all. In fact, his voice was firm, focused.
"Listen to me, Shinri," Renarin said gravely. "Marin is in a great deal of danger. Your Vaden king has arrived to attack Elokar's forces, but instead of 1 army, he found 2. My father had begun marching on Crossguard before King Avon even left Ral Arum."
"Your father?" Shinri said. "How do you know these things? And why would Lord Dalinar go to war now when, before, he—"
"There isn't time, Shinri," Renarin said firmly. "Lord Dalinar goes to war to avenge my brother Arador. You can't think about that now, however. With Merrin goes our only hope to escape this city. You have to free him.
Shinri stood, stunned, all of her cautious plans crumbling to dust.
Free him? She asked. How? I don't have time to come up with...
They're probably taking him to the stables, Renarin interrupted. Merrin will fight, if given the chance. You have to give him that chance, Shinri. Are you wearing any jade?
Shinri paused.
Jade?
She asked, dumbfounded.
Yes, Renarin said.
My bracelet is jade, she said,
fingering the inset green stones.
Give it to Merrin, Renarin said urgently. It doesn't matter how you do it, but make certain he gets that bracelet. Go, Shinri. Go now.
Shinri stumbled back away from his cell, taken aback by the intensity in his voice.
Go, Renarin said.
She did, rushing out of the hallway in a near daze of confusion. She didn't have time to think of the things Renarin had said.
Ardor? Dead? Merrin? Taken to the stables?
Why? Why would they try to use Merrin against Lord Dalinar? Why not send Renarin, the far better bargaining piece? Unless they intended to give a warning, proof of what they would do to Renarin if Lord Dalinar did not back down. There was one thing Merrin was that Renarin was not. Expendable.